Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Nun Gimel 353. As we do, continue in Parshas B'chukosai, this is the second of the Arachin mitzvos out of four, as we'll see. We had in the beginning of the Parsha the mitzvah of Arachin, the mitzvah of values of people. If I promise to give an Erech of a man, a woman, depending on the age, depending on the gender, that determine, the Torah has specific determinations exactly how much each person, what the value, I don't want to say value because that's really a mistranslation, the Erech. There's no translation of Erech. There's a special amount that is given if somebody says Erech of Ploni to the Beis HaMikdash. But besides that, there are three other Erech mitzvahs. Today is the second one. That is the Erech of animals. Then we'll get to the Erech of houses and the Erech of fields. Fields also have a set amount, but animals do not. So what's the halacha? What is this mitzvah talking about? Says the Torah in Perech of Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, V'im kol behema temeya, asher lo yakrivu mimenu karban Lashem. A behema temeya. What does behema temeya mean in this context? So it's some type of animal, Chazal understand, that you can't give as a carbon. That's what behema temeya means here. So usually that means non-kosher carbon. Why would somebody put a non-kosher carbon as a carbon, non-kosher animal as a carbon? So Rashi says, you know what it means here, behema temeya? It means a balmum. If an animal gets a mum, or a makdish a balmum, lamizbeach. Whatever it is, this mitzvah is about, what do I do if I have an animal and I have to figure out how much it is and I'm going to give that amount to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it says. Any animal, behemoth tameya, asher lo yakrivu mimena karban Lashem, that you're not going to give as a karban. Ultimately, the best thing to do with an animal is give it as a karban. And therefore, if an animal is a tam, a tamim, it's pure, no blemishes, you give it as a karban. But what if not? What if not? Or, what if I violate? In Issur D'oraisa, the Minchas Chinuch discusses this in this mitzvah. What if I have a tamim animal, which I should give to what's called kachim mizbeach? I should give it to be a karban. But instead I don't. I just want to give the value of this animal to the Beis HaMikdash. For some reason, you're not allowed to do that. But what if I did it? Also, these halachas apply. What is the halacha? Ve'hemid es ha-behema lefnei ha-kohen. I cause the animal to stand. Right, I bring the animal in front of the Kohen, the Herich HaKohen Osa Beit Tovim Vein Ra, and the Kohen estimates and evaluates it. Here is the real value. Not like Erechin of people and the Erechin of fields. But the Kohen figures out, and the Minchas Chinuch points out, it's not really the Kohen, you bring it to the Mikdash, but really the Bezdin does it. The Bezdin figures out exactly how much this animal is worth. Ke'erkecha HaKohen Kein Yihyeh. However much he estimates it for, that's as much as you must give to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Rashi says. Bibaalas mumakas of medaber. Shehi temeya lahakrava. Temeya here doesn't mean non-kosher. It just means an animal that's not fit to be given as a karban. Vilimetcha akasim. And the Torah teaches me. Shein kachim tamim in yosin lechulim bepidyon elim kein humamu. If it gets a mum, then it is evaluated. The Chizkuni right here on the spot points out just a simple idea, two words. But what does he say? Mum kavua. It has to be a permanent mum, a permanent blemish, right? That's not a temporary blemish, which is going to get better next week. That's not called a mum in halacha. A mum in halacha is called mum kavua. It has to be a permanent mum. That's what's called a bal mum in halacha in order to say something is not allowed to be given as a karban. And lest we think this isn't an important detail to know, it's a fascinating Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin, on Daf Hey, where the Gemara says that Rav, the great Rav, on the border between the Tanam and the Amoraim, the Gemara says, Rav Tanu Upalig. So Rav spent 18 months on a farm learning the different blemishes. What's a temporary blemish? What's a permanent blemish? You think, Rav, out of yeshiva? He didn't stop learning for a second. Says Rav, Shmona Asar Chadashim Gidalti Eitzel Roe Behema. I stayed with a shepherd out in the fields. Leida Ezemum Kavua Ezemum Over. He did that. He has to know that for Hilchas Kachim, for Hilchas Bechor, he has to know exactly what's a mum kavua, what's a mum over, and therefore just the Chizkuni just has that ha'ara on our pasuk that, of course, it has to be a mum kavua, which just shows us if we all areas of life are subject to the eyeglasses of the Torah, and we have to make sure that we're always looking at things, and we always look at all wisdoms relating it to the Torah, whether it's zoology, whether it's horticultural science, flowers, music, anything. It all relates back to the Torah. So Rav used that science in order to be able to use it in his paskening. Good. So says the Sefer HaChinuch now. Mitzvah ma'arech behema sheitin kefisha erichana ha-kohen. A mitzvah of evaluating an animal, arechin of an animal, whatever the kohen says. Ladun bidin arechei behema, kamo she'etziv yasanu ha-Torah alav. To follow the laws that the Torah says. Shene'emar, ve'he'emidas ha'be'emol l'pnei ha'kohen, ve'herech ha'kohen. What's called in halacha, ha'amada ve'ha'aracha. I need to stand the animal up, and it has to be evaluated. We'll talk about that in Lumdis in a couple of minutes, Bez Hashem. V'la'seis kafiyah erech she'erich ena ha'kohen. And I have to give, the mitzvah is to give the erech, that whatever the kohen tells me to do. The Minchas Chinuch, as I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, but if you look at the Minchas Chinuch, towards the end, he says, it's obviously not a Kohen, it is Bezdin that does it. He says this towards the end of the mitzvah, it's Bezdin, it's not exactly in Oschess, all the way at the last paragraph. Okay, karka, you need a Kohen, but otherwise it's not. Just one parenthetical, I've never seen this in all the Minchas Chinuch, and we're up to mitzvah 353, so we've done a number of them. In the last three lines of the Minchas Chinuch, he shows us the human side of him. Besides, sometimes he says, I have a lot of work to do, but he says, I'm sorry that I'm not spending so much time on this mitzvah because my daughter's getting married, and therefore I can't spend so much time. That's unbelievable. He puts that in. Machbas tirdas nisue biti tichya. Alkein eini marech. I'm not being marech as much as the last couple of lines of the Minchas Chinuch. Hashem Yisbarach Yigmar Alay L'Shanos Perek Zeh. Halavai, we should also have three pages to write on the day our daughter's getting married about the mitzvah of Arachei Behema. Halavai, his shorthand should be our longhand. Anyway, fascinating human element. Back to the beginning of the Chinuch. So the mitzvah is to give the Erech of the animal, v'lo pachos, and not any less than what the Kohen tells me to do. She'ein l'fachos ule shaker. One shouldn't lie or give anything less. B'masha adam poseach piv l'shamayim. If I say something, I have to keep my word. V'yafil b'divrei hegyot aslo shaker. Even by divrei hegyot, even by non-hektish related items. Obviously, when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, I have to be very careful. And the Torah wants me to take it very seriously, like we discussed yesterday, when it comes to the Isser of Temura, whenever it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. But surely it applies to anything, the Isser of Sheker. We discussed already back in Parshas Mishpatim, relating, and Parshas Kedoshim also, relating to the Isra of Midvar Sheker Tircha, the Isra, the Chinuch, emphasizes there about one keeping his word. There's a lot to talk about in Midvar Sheker Tircha. First of all, the Rishonim already discuss how are we supposed to understand not to lie. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah not to lie. One Pasuk sounds like it, but that's very limited by Chazal and by the Poskim. The general source in the Torah for not lying is Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Stay far away from lying. So on the one hand, that seems to tell me it's even more serious than a normal Aveira. It doesn't only tell me not to do it. It tells me stay far away from it. Don't get any near it. So that's emphasizing it. But on the other hand, it doesn't use a regular lashon of don't do something. It just says, from falsehood, stay far away. So on the one hand, it's stronger, and on the other hand, it's weaker. That's Midvar Sheker Tircha. Just one example. There are many, many of them. So just, I found the tshuva of the Tzitz Eliezer. Right, it was in the Chelek, Tezvav, Simen Yud Beis, where he discusses a case where there was a doctor, or maybe a medical student, who wrote him a letter. He said that in order to create a resume, what he's talking about, to create a resume, so you have to publish articles, and you have to do research, and you have to talk about everything you've done in your life. So he says, many people in the field, in order to get accepted to certain positions, to certain jobs, this and that, they make it up, and they make up details, and they enlarge, and they minimize, I'm a little older, and I was here for a little longer, and I did the research with this, and I did that. So he says, is that such a big problem, the questioner said. Because after all, there's tremendous pressure and tremendous competition, and most of the people reading it are non-Jewish anyway, says the questioner. So is there any issue of Geneva's Das? Says the Tzitz Eliezer, first of all, there's another problem, and that's Midvar Sheker Tirchak. And that's lying. He says, Midvar Sheker Tirchak, Gamim Gishakrim Biksav. You want to say, oh, I'm not saying a word, I'm just writing it. The same Yisurim apply in print and in speech. Not only if you lie when you're talking, even if you lie when you're writing. And he says, and if you want to know your specific question, Geneva's Das, of course there's a problem of Geneva's Das here. Geneva's Das makes no difference if it's Jew or non-Jew. The Gemara says it explicitly in Meseches. Chulin, Osir, Lignov, Das, Abrios, Afilu, Daito, Shalomi, Kochavim. And the Rambam writes this in Hilchos Deus. Afilu, Mila, Achas, Shel, Pitui, Vil, Geneva's Das, Osir. One extra word of Geneva's Das. Elasvas emes veruach nachon v'leif tahor mikol amel v'haves. That's the Rambam's lashon in Hilchos Deos. So we have to be very careful. The Shari Tshuva writes, and he quotes it, that Ganevas Das, tzaddikim are more careful about Ganevas Das than they are even about Ganevas Mammon. And they're pretty careful about Ganevas Mammon. Ganevas Das is even worse. You can't repay it. You can't give it back. Hakpadas haTorah b'zehi lorak be'inyan hamisana, and he says, even if it's not going to cause any loss, it's about the person himself. It's about the person acting with such midos geruos, shelo yargalos nafsho dvar tatuim velo yistenu miyisot taraso abane almudi emes, quoting the Shari Tshuva, and therefore he says, you have to make sure that you stay far away. Like it says, midvar sheket tirchak, and even though it's mostly non-Jews, first of all, there are some Jews. And even a little bit to Jews. And number two, Gnevas Das applies to non-Jews also. And therefore, one has to stay far away. It's probably an Issa Daraisa, some Rishonim say they're Rabbanan. Either way, it's something that we have to stay away from. It's not worth getting a position in that, using that, those means. That is the Tzitz Eliezer in Tesvav Yud Beis. Okay, let's continue now. So that was the basis of the mitzvah of Ha'arachas Behema, the animal being estimated, how much it's worth, and that's the amount that I have to give to the Kohen, to the Beis HaMikdash. U'mishashi HaMitzvah, Mashakazati B'dini HaChayatam. I already wrote what the message of the mitzvah is. Midini HaMitzvah. Let's talk about the Halachas. So what are we talking about, as we said before? Masha Amru Zechronum Levracha. Shahamakdish Behema Temima Lamizbeach. What's example number one? What's included in this mitzvah? I have an animal that got a mumi after I made it a carbon. I gave it. You know, it can happen. There's a lot of animals in the base of Mikdash. What if one of the animals nibbled? Animal A nibbled an animal B, and now it has a mum. Or it fell down, it got trampled, whatever it is, it got a mum. So what do you do with this now? So it's nifsal, so it has to be redeemed. So there is a mitzvah d'oraisa, to estimate it and for the person to redeem it. If the owner redeems it, it's a little, pays a little more with a chomesh. And you can bring a different carbon instead of it. That's the pasuk here. The Torah says tuma, which usually means not kosher, but it doesn't really mean that here. Maybe it means I gave a good animal and it got a mum, or tamei lebetek habayis, or maybe I gave a non-kosher animal, but I gave it for Bethek Abayis, which is just for temple upkeep. I can give anything. I want to give this the value of this table for temple upkeep. I want to give this. I can give a non-kosher animal. I want to give a pig to Bethek Abayis. So you take the value of the pig. That's it. So either way, Tzricha Ha'amada, it has to be, Hu Amad has to be stood up. So there is a big question in Lumdus relating to Ha'amada V'Ha'aracha, as is discussed in various Masechtas in Kachim and elsewhere. The Mitzvah Samelach has a beautiful presentation of this in Mitzvah Kuf Tezvav. That's where the Rambam has the Mitzvah of Arche Behema, where he discusses a major machlokas Rishonim. If you look in Tosfos in Maseches Sota, Tosfos says, all you need, what happens if the animal, before it is able to stay, before you're able to evaluate it, it breaks its leg and it can't stand up. Breaks his leg. Or it's shechted and it's flailing around and it can't stand up. Is that good enough? Says Tosfos, all you need is the ra'ui, the potential. Lo bina amada b'fo'al. El kol shaharoi. You have to actually stand up the animal? What if the animal's lying down? You can't stand it up. Don't worry about it. As long as you're able to stand it up, you don't have to stand it up. As long as the potential is there. That's what he says. Mavur al kol panim. Says Tosas in Masechah Sota on Daf Chav Zayin to answer a question. He said, "Mi de Rabbi Rachmana bein Chodesh laArachin Shma Mina da Ahamada Mamish lo Kapid Rachmana v'chein behema ba'alas mum." He called the pigeon on this. Vochila Akasa, but he continues. He said the ikar is the potential for the Ha'amada, even if it's not actually there. And he says, you look at other Rishonim, Tosfos and Masechus Arach and Daf Dalet, and maybe the Rambam. No, you actually have to stand it up and figure out the value. So what's the lumdus? So he says the different approaches in the Rishonim, expanded upon, explained by the Achronim, is how do we look at this mitzvah of Ha'amada v'Ha'aracha? It has to be stood up and estimated. Is that just a practical din of Lamaisa, figure out how much it is? Figure out how much the value is, and then give that money to the Beis HaMikdash. Is that? Or is there more of a formal element of a representation of, there's a mitzvah here. There's a maisa mitzvah, not just figure out how much it cost. But there's a maisa mitzvah of ha'amada v'ha'aracha. The more that it's just about practicality, the more you have to do it. You have to have it standing in order to figure out what it is, how much it is. But if it's just about a formal din of ha'amada v'haracha, maybe all you need is the potential. It's not lamaisa about figuring out. But it's just about, you have to be able to fulfill this din. So once the potential is there, there are many halachas that all you need is the potential. You don't actually have to do it. That's a din of Reb Zeira, kolaroi labila. As long as you can mix the carbon mincha with the oil and the flour, you don't actually have to. As long as the potential's there. So as long as the potential's there, maybe you fulfill the din. And he quotes other nafkaminas that help crystallize this difference. How long, what if the animal dies after you evaluate it, before you actually pay the money, the pidyon? The animal was standing for the amad of aracha. But for the pinyon, before the pinyon, it can't stand anymore. So the machlokas rishonim. Why would you need it through the pinyon? You already were mamru marachit. What do you need it before, until the actual money comes into the Beis HaMikdash? So he says, fascinatingly, beautifully, he quotes the Dvar Avram, right, the Kovner Rav. He says, if you say it's all about practicality, finding out how much the animal cost, then that's it. You shouldn't need it at the time of pinyon. You already know. You already got it. You already know exactly how much that needs to be paid. But the second that you say it's a formal din, more representational than lamaisa, it's a maisa amad varacha. Why do you need that? We're not trying to figure out whys for mitzvahs. We're just describing right now. So, if that's true, so maybe you'll need it even through the pidyon. What's ironic, though, with these two nafkaminas, number one, do you actually need it or just need the potential, versus shas pidyon, is they cut the opposite way. The potential one would be needed even b'shas pidyon. If it's just about lamaisa, then you actually have to have it standing, but even b'shas the Hamad Varacha, as long as that's finished, then it is okay. And he quotes a number of nafkaminas. We're not going to go through all of them. What about, there are some deos that, actually we'll get to that soon, he quotes from the Rambam. There is a separate mitzvah zaseh, which we discussed back earlier, that there's a mitzvah to be podep suli hamugdashin. It's a mitzvah to redeem an animal that got a balmum. We discussed this in Parshas Emor from the Beis HaMikdash. So ask the mitzvah hamelach. There are two separate mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to redeem animals from the Beis HaMikdash, which we already had, Psulei HaMikdashim, and there's this mitzvah. So what is this mitzvah compared to that mitzvah? So he says, if it's just about getting how much it's worth, it sounds very similar. What's the difference between this mitzvah of Ha'amad of HaRacha, Erechei Behema, versus the mitzvah of being Pode Psulei HaMikdashim? Ah, says the mitzvah Samalach, you know what I think? I think there's a separate idea here. A formal requirement that you have to be Mamid and Marech. Stand the animal up, be marich the animal, separate from just figuring out how much it's worth. But you have to, a maisa mitzvah, right? Focusing on the maisa and more than the totsah even. And if that's the case, that's why the Rambam will count two mitzvahs. One is for more focus on the maisa, the hamada and the haracha, and one is more focused on the result being podet. Okay, we continue, says the Sefer HaChinuch, turning over. V'yemesa kodem sh'teyarech v'tipadeh. As we mentioned, if the animal dies, that's it, it's finished. You cannot, after an animal, a carbon dies before it got redeemed, there's nothing to do. Nothing to do. You bury the animal. Fascinating case that's discussed in the Gemara. What happens if you shechted the animal? And now it's flailing around. Even though it's considered a shachut, it's considered shechted. Kitakaim alone, like we know, Shekein Nisava Moshe al Rov Echad Bof Rov Shnai BeBehema. We didn't get to that mitzvah yet. The mitzvah of Shechita, even though it's considered halachically shechted, Harayu Kechayo Linyin Arachin. As long as it's still flailing around, it's called able to be Hu Amad V'Horach. It's still standing there. It's shaking around. And at that moment, one would be able to fulfill this mitzvah. The Minchas Chodesh talks about, what about Ophos? Good. Let's continue a little bit. Chiddush continues. For no heges mitzvah zu b'zachar v'nekeves b'zman abayis. This mitzvah applies theoretically b'zman beis hamikdash. That's for sure. What about b'zman hazeh? Is this a mitzvah that I should count b'zman hazeh? So says the Chiddush. On the one hand, you're not supposed to be makdish today, and if you're not supposed to be makdish, then this mitzvah is never going to come up today, because you're not supposed to give anything to the beis hamikdash, because it's just going to lead to problems. As the Gemara says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, if somebody is makdish, what do you have to do? You have to kill the animal. You have to make sure. And if it's fruit that you were makdish, you have to let it rot. So we try not to do that, b'zman hazeh, to have hektish items laying around. If there is, we try to get rid of it. So is this a mitzvah to count b'zman hazeh? So at the end of the day, he says it is. Because if somebody does it, it applies to b'zman hazeh. You're not supposed to do it. You shouldn't do it. But if somebody does it, so that's what he says in the last paragraph. Akiva Chakain, Yesh lanu lichtov, she'ein din amad lefnei ha'kohen noeg achshav klal, aval mikol makom, din arachei behema noeg. If somebody did it, if somebody did arachin today, you got to give the right amount. shitzarech lasos bedavar matzah sivar chachamim. Whatever the chachamim command, that's as much as I have to give. Just one final point in the Minchas Chinuch knows Beis. When I give something to the Beis Hamikdash, what can I give? I can give an animal. I can give money. I can't give karka. That's the halacha. Ain't podin b'karka. You're not allowed to be podin b'karka. What about if something is what's called talish l'basov chibro? In many areas of halacha, we talk about something that was detached from the ground, and now I reattached it. I have a branch that I stuck back in the ground. Is that called karka, or is that called metaltalin? That is a very important discussion that hopefully maybe we'll have in the coming days when we talk more about Arachin, because that's a mitzvah pidyon, which applies to all of these mitzvahs of Arachin. But again, we paskin, it has to be Kesef, or Shava Kesef, or Behemoth, or the like. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezra will continue with other mitzvahs of Arachin in the coming days.